With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A North Texas man is in custody accused of making terroristic threats against ICE agents and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Robert King was arrested in McKinney, Texas, just north of Dallas. DHS officials say that King made alarming posts on Facebook, threatening Noem with bodily harm and characterizing her as a Nazi. In another post, he stated he would open fire if ICE agents were seen in his neighborhood. Texas State Troopers, the Kaufman County Sheriff's Office, McKinney Police, and DHS agents all took part in that arrest. President Trump's appointee to run the Department of Labor is recouping money states should have finished spending years ago.
Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer said that she has recovered $1.4 billion in unused funding that states were holding on to from pandemic-era programs, according to a news release posted on the Labor Department's website. Chavez de Remer says that she's not done putting cash into the Department of Treasury's general fund. The release said that there is action being taken to recover another $2.9 billion. Although a 2023 audit uncovered the fact that states were holding on to money to which they had no claim, it took until Chavez de Remer's arrival at the department to begin taking it back. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu began a four-day visit to Hungary.
Benjamin Netanyahu's four-day trip highlights his close ties with Hungarian leader Viktor Orban. The Hungarian Prime Minister has vowed to ignore the warrant and accused the ICC of political interference. Orban's government has suggested that Hungary may withdraw from the ICC. The court issued the warrant in November and has insisted that Hungary must comply. The trip underscores Orban's defiance of global institutions and his alignment with Netanyahu and US President Donald Trump. I'm Charles DeLeve.
This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Myanmar.
The giant Christian relief agency is setting up a field hospital in the earthquake-stricken nation where thousands have died in the wake of a 7.7 tremor that rolled through last week. Samaritan's Purse volunteers from Cambodia and Vietnam have already moved into the disaster area. Myanmar is a poor nation, and the quake has destroyed vast swaths of its infrastructure. There's also a civil war going on there, which only makes things more difficult. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal government has paused nearly $28 million for Planned Parenthood chapters and other organizations that provide abortions. The Trump administration is investigating whether those groups are complying with the law. The Department of Health and Human Services has declined to say which laws or executive orders the organizations are being investigated for violating, though it's being reported that diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are at issue. This is SRN News. Four GOP senators joined the Democrats in a mostly symbolic opposition to President Trump's tariffs on Canada.
The yeas are 51. The nays are 48. The joint resolution's passed.
The Senate resolution would thwart President Trump's ability to impose tariffs on Canada, ending the presidential emergency declaration on fentanyl that underpins them. Rand Paul told the Senate,
"This is a tax, plain and simple. Taxes should not be enacted by one person."
The legislation has almost no chance of passing the Republican-controlled House or being signed by Trump. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Train service between Philadelphia and New York has resumed after a crash in Pennsylvania that killed three people. Officials say the three were on the tracks, but it's not clear why. They were hit by a southbound train going from New York to Philadelphia. Service was restored around 10:45 last night. More details at SRNnews.com.